The details behind the Diddy indictment, Taylor Swift's stalkers, Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently, there is no gray area. Yesterday's DM dilemma opened up a way bigger conversation and one that I was not aware of. Dating while you're separated. Now, Guy, you might have more experience with this, but yesterday's DM dilemma got the conversation started where people were like, no, if he's separated, he's still married, was what a lot of people were saying, and it's not okay to date. I always just kind of thought that's the gray area. Your divorce isn't finalized, but you're kind of split, right?
I completely disagree, and I'd be a hypocrite not to disagree because I dated when I wasn't technically divorced. And look, you never want to go in a marriage and get divorced, but it happens sometimes.
Right.
And you got to go through the proper filing and paperwork. And I think some people forget that that takes time.
Well, especially in California.
It could be held up in court
for years.
God knows how long. So what are you going to do? As far as we know, you live life once. You're just going to sit back and wait and not do anything? No, you want to move forward with life. So unless you're being shady, I don't only say it's okay to date. I encourage people to date because it made me feel better about myself and helped me go through the divorce. It might have for my ex as well. So for people to sit back and say, oh, you're not technically divorced, you don't know what's going on. It's out of your hands. I think it's a very one-minded mentality. I'm sorry, I'm getting angry about it.
No, well, in yesterday's case, like, he was recently separated, so I don't know if that weighed a little bit more on people's opinion of it, but I was shocked how many people were like, no, if you're separated, that does not mean that you are divorced. You should not be dating. I've had friends who have been separated and who have dated. Same thing like you were saying, because it takes a while. And yeah, if you're still young, you want to go out and have love and find somebody who you are compatible with.
Exactly. So I don't like to be judged about it. Now I'm thinking more about it. Maybe if you filed, it's okay. If you filed for divorce and you can file immediately as soon as you're separated and then it's out of your hands how long the process takes. What about if you haven't filed for divorce, you just separated? Is that still okay?
I don't know. Let's throw it out to the IE and see. Like, when is it okay to date if you're separated? Is it just, once you're separated? Is it once you're filed? Is it only when your divorce is finalized? What are your thoughts on this?
All right, let the banter begin. 888-431-3764. Text or give us a call. Give us your thoughts. Yeah. Well, yesterday's DM dilemma led to a debate. Is it okay to date when you're separated, not legally divorced?
Yeah, I was surprised yesterday how many people said, no, you should not be dating if you're only separated. You should wait till you're divorced. Well, here in California, that could take a really long time. Like this text message that came in from the 909 says, my divorce took 17 years. It was ugly and drawn out. I'm not waiting 17 years to date.
What are you going to do? Sit back and just get older? Like, really? And it's out of your hands. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, you're just waiting for the courts pretty much to sign the paperwork. But what is the right time to date if you're going through the whole separation, divorce? Amanda and Chino, what do you think?
Well, I'm going through the same situation right now. I've been going through the divorce for 2 years now. And I started dating like a week after I filed for divorce.
So do you think then after you file is the appropriate time to start dating?
For me, because I have children, I think it's better that way. But, I mean, everybody's different.
And I think that brings up a different point, too. It kind of depends on your dynamics. Do you have kids? What happened in the relationship? Why did it fall apart? Because there was a text message here about my husband was cheating for years. Yeah, go do your thing then.
Go do you.
Yeah.
I'm in full support. 909 says, once you're legally separated, go ahead and date. If you're just on a break and saying you're separated, that's when it's a little different. But if there's legal documentation that you are legally separated, it's fine.
760 here says, once paperwork is filled out and they move out, that's a good time to start dating. But if you're still living together, you should not be dating anybody else.
I agree with that. And I personally think if you've both agreed to separate, Even if you end up getting back together, if you both agreed, it's still okay to date. Go test the waters. Go experience something you haven't. You might work out that you were better off with your spouse. I'm in full support of that.
What do you think? You can weigh in now. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. Dating while separated, is it okay? Yesterday's DM dilemma sparked a huge conversation. The guy was recently separated and people were like, why are you dating him? He's still technically a married man.
I think if you're transparent and honest, it's perfectly acceptable. I did it, but it's a very polarizing topic.
Yeah, and so it got us talking this morning about, okay, if you're separated, are you you know, clear to date, or is that a dating no-no? Do you have to wait until your divorce is finalized?
Go date. If you both believe in it, 626 here says, my dad was dating my stepmom before their divorce was final, and they've been married 30 years. I think as long as you've filed, you're allowed to date.
Okay, Leah in Redlands, what do you think on this topic?
Well, I actually learned in a psychology and sociology class about this subject.
Okay.
Ooh. And it says, if it's a mutual separation, so both people have agreed to step away from the relationship in order to try to re-see the value in the relationship, then the person who decides to date right away from, you know, while they're in that separation has actually been thinking about leaving the relationship for much longer than what they thought. Also, a lot of times, one person will take that separation for myself. This happened too. I have been single now 4 years. I went back to school, got 2 degrees. He was in a relationship within 30 days.
Oh, wow.
So I knew right then that it was absolutely the best thing that could have happened for us. I think when people separate, they should take a little time and really see if that relationship's worth it or if they need to look elsewhere.
So do you think there should be like a divorce cooling off period? Like you should not date, just kind of let things settle for like at least a couple months?
Yes. They actually say you're supposed to take 10% of the length of the relationship in order to recover.
Well, what if someone got severely heartbroken? Isn't it acceptable for them to get straight back in the game and have someone to sort of help them forget about it?
I think that's where the mistake is with people, is that we look at relationships as something that fixes us. A person who's truly heartbroken needs to take time to fix themselves. A person may bring you happiness, but they don't fix your hurt.
That one night stand is not going to fix your heart, okay, guys?
Are we sure? Like, I'm serious. Are we sure? If I meet someone I'm not going to say to myself, oh, I'm in my 30-day window. The psychologist says I can't explore it. I'm not going to have the self-control to say that. I'm sorry.
I think the 909 sums it all up with this text message. Just don't do it. Stay single.